Ta-da! I'm here. And I'm so glad that I made it here. And before we really dive into the message, I would like to acknowledge several people in our congregation. And many of you work very hard to prepare my arrival, and thank you so much for doing that. And especially, I heard that about 41 men and women in the congregation put about 800 plus hours to prepare my sweet home. And so if you were, I do not know who you are, to be honest. So, and I cannot call the name by name and acknowledge your face matching the names yet. So if you are who you are, please stand. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. And your service greatly appreciated by my son and me, my husband there. And we had a sweet dream last night, and we have a wonderful morning in this morning. And since this is the second service, and several people are attending the both service, I heard, and I was wondering, am I going to repeat the same thing over and over and bore them out? Or how am I going to juggle with this? So I decided to have fun many different ways, but some portion is going to be same. And I hope that I get to the same point, but different ways in this service. And many of you know I'm from California. And coming from California to here is a little bit of a challenge, more than I thought of it. And when my hubby was driving a car to move here, one of the car we had, he had a donut ton on the way to here at the Rocky Mountain, and I really appreciate Jill, very Jill. And Jill, I shared with Jill this prayer concern right away. Soon I received a call from my hubby, and I was wondering at that moment, that is it worth it to risk my hubby's life to get here? But I feel like it is God's call, so I decided to phone Jill, email Jill, and phone my prayer partners in California and all of the world to make sure that my hubby will be arriving here safely in one body, one together, you know. And I'll pray it, and Jill right away circulate the prayer concerns to the community of faith in here, and I really do appreciate that. After an hour or 2 hours later, or something like that, right? And a guardian angel showed up in the middle of nowhere up in the Rocky Mountains somewhere. And he was rescued by the guardian angel, and he was escorted to the safe place. And now I have a healthy hubby in here with me this morning to worship God with you. And I really do appreciate the prayer ministry in this congregation. And again, coming here is a little bit of a challenge because of the boxing situation. I had to live about a month. And plus, I was not able to locate the things here and there. And I tried to, somewhat, I was camping in the house. And it was hard. And I love to camp out there somewhere, but not in the house, in the living room, not to locate the things I needed to locate. So and in the same house, I was borrowing my neighbor's stuff and my friend's stuff to make sure that I'm going to be in a shape to get through the day with the duty I needed to accomplish. And it was hard. And then it's almost like Genesis chapter 1 I was in. Everything is everywhere. But it's Genesis chapter 1 and said that God created heaven and earth. And God created heaven and earth in my home, in my heart, in this community still. Put things in order. It was hard. Still, my stuff is not here yet, so I'm still juggling and borrowing a lot of stuff from you guys. And thank you for letting me use your pot to have a great breakfast in this morning, and feed my tummy to speak with energy, and I really appreciate that. And also chocolate, oh, that is amazing power. And it really pushed me to get through this day, and power of the chocolate, let me compare the power of the chocolate with the Holy Spirit later on. And there is a power, definitely. And as you can tell, I'm hyper and I'm energetic. And I give a glory to God for the credit and whatever is happening in this place. At the same time, chocolate. And the chocolate you guys provide. And it was so lovely. Hot cocoa and chocolate, and so many chocolate. And chocolate-wise, the sun in this morning, and I really appreciate that. And putting things in order is a challenge, right? And then God did it the same way that after God created the whole earth. And when we go to the chapter 3, there is a fallen part of the humanity. And God created the whole world, and God said, it is so good. And then finally, he decided to rest and on the seventh day, right? But it's a chapter 3, when we get into that, and we, human beings, put our agenda in place of the God's agenda, and we fell short of the glory of God. And since then, so many things happened, but New Testament is coming through Jesus Christ. And then when we were created, we received amazing commission. Be fruitful, multiply, rule over the God's creation. Rule means just manage as a stewards. We are not the owner, but it's God gave us the duty to manage the God's creation. But it's chapter 3 again, and we failed because we put our agenda instead of God's agenda. Through this fallen part, God still loved us, and God sent his only begotten Son to us. And it gave us a new commission, which is a Gospel Matthew we just read, chapter 28. And then before that, there is a selection process. We read Judges in here. In an Schomburg community, we have about 75,000 people, according to the 2000 census report. We have in the community about 656 people. And then worship attendance about 206. That means about 0.9% are being called to serve God through the community of faith of our redeemers. You are the chosen one out of the 75,000 persons in the community. How awesome that is. Clearly you and I have been chosen. And yet, we are simple people, right? And when we look around the community, there are so many interesting things that are happening. And God saw the same thing, what we are seeing in this day, what we are hearing. So God looked down from the earth, and then looks like the earth needed some help. But he was not clearly so sure yet to do some action together for it. So God decided to send... If you are in the first service, just assume. And then God sent the female angels first to diagnose the situation, do the inventory of the earthly life. And as soon as a guardian angel and then one female angel showed up on the earth and then diagnosed it. And I went back to heaven and reported to God. God, you are so right, and your intuitive feeling and thought is so right. 95% of the earthly people are so bad, but 5% are so good. And God is kind of thinking upon the hearing, is it right? So God wants to have a different perspective too before put his action together to do anything about the situation. So God decided to have a different perspective. This time, male angel, he decided to pick and ascend to the earth. And a male angel came down to earth and to diagnose the situation and did an inventory. And I went back to God and reported to God. God, you are so right. Our fellow angels is so right too. About 95% are so bad. But 5% are so good. And then God's heart was a little bit aching. But God wanted to encourage the 5% of the people with his personal letter. And he decided to write our letters to these 5% of the people around the earth to encourage them and give them a guideline how to keep up the good work continuously. Do you know what the letter said? You didn't get the one, huh? Well, that means you and I have a work to do. I haven't got the one yet. So that's why you and I are together. We have a work to do. But even though we did not get the personal letter, we have amazing love letter in here. Because of that, putting this Bible in our midst is very important. It is a public letter from God. And you and I are not part of the 5% yet to get that personal letter. So we need to get that, to interpret that, the public letter God sends to all people. So if you have a Bible, please open it up. And every Sunday, if you have a personal Bible, bring that up. Bring to the church. It is important to use the Bible in our daily basis. And according to my understanding, the mission or vision of our church is to invite people to the relationship to Christ, right? And then show them and guide them and provide the principle of Christian principle to help that, help people to live the Christian way, right? In order to do that, we needed to know what kind of principle we needed to live. And not just by word, we needed to show in action too. But in order to show the action, we needed to know. That's why Christian education is important. We needed to learn so we can share. If we have nothing, we cannot provide anything. In order to invite people to the relationship with Christ, you and I needed to have a deep relationship with Christ first. And also, in order to show the Christian principle to other people, we needed to practice the Christian principle in our daily basis. You know, according to the gospel message, God sent this commission, the calling, or the mission, to not just one particular perfect people, but to everyone. If you have a Bible, please open it up. It's the Gospel of Matthew chapter 28, verse 16. I'm going to be reading it. Verse 16 through 17, I'm going to be reading it. And starting next week, I'm going to encourage you to read with me. And we heard the scripture readers read it for you and me, but we needed to hear the message with our own voice too, because it is a time for us to get on our 2 feet instead of being fed by others all the time. So we need to practice in the worship too. So if you have a Bible there, and then open it up, Gospel Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 17, I'm going to be reading it. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. They were listening and they followed. So listening is important in order to put the actions. Are we listening? Are we a listening person and obedient disciple of Jesus Christ? Question number one. The answer is yours. I'm going to throw a lot of questions in here. Verse 17 said, when they saw him, saw Jesus, all the disciples who obeyed and followed him and went to the same mountain where Jesus asked them to go. And then they saw Jesus there. And when they found Jesus, they worshipped him, worshipped Jesus, but some doubted. In our midst, I believe that some are doubters. Some people might questioning God's existence in your life. It is okay. You are being welcomed by God. And you are also being received the commission. You are not being knocked out in a Christian community. Jesus embraced the perfect people who listen and obey and worship God. At the same time, the doubters who obey to come to the church, come to the same mountain God asked them to come. And then God, Jesus embraced, God embraced, and it gives these great commissions to the to everyone, regardless of our faith journey, where we are. Where are you? Are you the doubter, or are you the perfect person you think you are? If you are, you do not need to be here, to be honest, because God is the only one perfect. And we are imperfect people. We are trying to be perfect like Jesus by following the step by step what Jesus asked us to follow. It is a journey. Someday we will be perfect, but we are not there yet. We are journeying together. And sometimes we are doubting, like you heard me saying then. Coming here from California, it is an amazing journey, to be honest. Some point that I was kind of doubting, it is the right call. because it is unexpected call. And I thought that I might be moved somewhere probably next year if there is opening, something like that. But it's within, soon I opened up myself to explore the possibility. Within a month, I got call. Within a week, I needed to say yes or no to the call. It was a very risky moment. But through the prayer, and after I received the call to be your minister, and I decided to ask Bishop and our DS, give me a week to pray. And I put myself in a fasting prayer moment for a week to discern the lead of the Holy Spirit instead of put myself casually, yes, in no situation. And then after the prayer, and it was scary, to be honest, because I'm a typical Californian. I'm not good with the cold weather out there. And but thankfully, it is bearable. And today, and also I'm wearing rope extra clothes to warm me up. And it is quite of a journey. But is it one that I had a doubt? And that there is a God moment. And God, that moment convicted me that unexpected pregnancy Mary had for the godly son, Jesus, you are having godly people in here. And then that message came up to me. And what can I say? Even Mary said yes to the Lord. Let it be so to your servant. So I said, let it be so. Now I'm here. Can you believe that? You know, you and I in the same boat, I believe. And my arrival might be the unexpected arrival. And an unexpected pregnancy you had to say goodbye to the Reverend Shah. And then saying hello to several pastors between until I arrive. And now you are having an unexpected arrival. What are you going to do? We were born together unexpectedly. The labor process is hard, but we were born together in this community to be the church. We needed to work it out. We have not made it to the 5% yet, so you and I needed to work it out. Go to the all nation. All nation begins right next to door. United States, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, who's those guys? Founding father, right? And those names that represent the spirit of our country, the United States. And to over 200 years ago, they shook off to the chain of the tyranny from England. And then but somehow, by divine call, citing 27 biblical violation, they wrote the independence, declaration of independence with a liberty and justice for all. All means all. And did you know what happened? Some strange things had happened since Jefferson called the Bible the cornerstone for the American liberty and put the Bible into the school system. What happened now in the 21st century in the school system? I heard that many of you are the school teachers and work for school district. What is happening there? What is happening? And also, or something happened since Give Me a Liberty or Give Me This. Patrick Henry said that our country was founded on the gospel of Jesus Christ. Of the 55 men who drafted and formed the Constitution, 52 were active members of their church, like you guys. There is a great commission, like a founding father like Noah Webster's, who wrote the first dictionary in our country. He was able to quote the Bible chapter by chapter, verse by verse. All the leadership starting from here. And you guys are chosen person to influence this community and the global world too. Let me go back to the titles that we have in this morning. Some people were questioning, what is a global church? Well, I love to play with the word. It is the global plus local church. Global church, local church. In the first earlier service, and Reverend Carrasco corrected me that our Bishop Chong went to California several years ago, and last year or years before, he came back to this conference and preached about God, local church. And then I thought, I thought he was the originator, but I'm the one. Thank God I claimed the word. When I went to the World Methodist Conference in 2002, and I experienced amazing diversity of the Christianity. Many different color of the people, many different cultural people, they get together worshiping God in their own language, and it was fabulous. That moment, I realized that God's church is a global church, and yet I'm assigned to the local church, so I try to connect these two dots, make a local church wherever I go. It is the identity of the church in the 21st century. I'm here to restore and reclaim this identity with you to be the local church in this community, in this global world together. Go to the all nation. Nation means locally and globally. We need to go. In order to go, we need to have a strong relationship with Christ first. And have the principle within ourselves, like our vision statement said. We need to share what we have. If you have nothing to share, you cannot share. Have something. Actually, you have something already. Now is a time for us to do the treasure hunt together. Probably you do not know me inside out yet, and probably I do not know inside out you too. And also, even though I did the homework at home for the month and identity now, I cannot match the names with the faces. And sometimes I mismatch the spouses. And that is not intentional. If I did, please don't get offended by that. Correct me and find your right spouse. So introduce me who is together whom, with whom. And say the name until really I get your name and family together. Sooner or later, you're going to find me in your living room and asking for coffee and chocolate. And we're going to work together. And that is called a community. In order to build a community, we need to put ourselves in the community. First, with the obedient heart, like the disciple, follow the direction Jesus gave to them. Obedient heart is the beginning. If you hear the many messages and not follow it and obediently, nothing will happen. I do believe that many of you heard the gospel message, and now is a time for you and challenge you and me to obediently follow the direction Jesus gave to us. One of the directions Jesus gave to us is a communion. Before Jesus died on a cross for us, Jesus took the bread and gave thanks to God, broke the bread, and gave to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body which is broken for you because I love you so much. This is the seed of the local church, local for the local people. By taking this, remember me. I love all people." When the supper was over, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks to God, gave to his disciples, like you and me, doubters, strong believers, but who follow you, Jesus, we came saying that, to the person like you and me, Jesus said, "Drink from this. All of you, regardless of who you are, or regardless of how you feel about you, all of you, my beloved children of God, drink from this, all of you. This is my blood shed for you, for many, for the forgiveness of sin. Don't be regret. I forgive you. As I forgive you, you need to forgive other people. Get along in and by communing with God, with others. Through this remembering process, we do have in our church, in our community. By drinking from this, remember. And then as often you do this, remember the mighty acts of Jesus Christ did for you and me. So because of that, we are offering ourselves as a living sacrifice. And joining with the miracles work Jesus performed in the past and now and forever. Because of that, we are proclaiming the mystery of the Christianity. Christ has died. Christ is risen. And Christ will come again. Are you ready? Let us offer a prayer. Gracious, holy, loving God, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for sending your Son to us. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, gather here, and upon these gifts of bread and wine, and make them before us, body of Christ, so we can be the body of Christ to the people as a redeemer, redeeming people through your Son, Jesus Christ. Make us one in Christ. Make us one in Holy Spirit. Make us one in peace and love and self-control until you come in a final victory and we join in heavenly banquet. Thank you, God, for being who you are. And thank you, God, for being our God. And thank you, God, for sending your begotten Son. And thank you, God, for present with us with your Holy Spirit in this morning. Thank you. In Christ's name. Amen.